We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Gunfire, and lots of it, last night in Midtown outside a studio where a rap video was being shot. Glenn Schuck has more live from the scene, 38th and 5th. Glenn?
And good morning, Lee. Yeah, you know, a dispute began inside that recording studio where that video was being shot and then came out here to the street of the gunfire here at 38th and 5th. Still filled with police here this morning and shell casings all over the ground. This was about 10:40 last night. Actually, it's usually pretty quiet here in this part of the city at that time of night. Certainly not last night, as these three men were shot. A 19-year-old struck in the leg. A 27-year-old was shot in the stomach. And the most seriously injured, we're told, is in a pretty bad shape. A 24-year-old who was shot in the torso. All are being treated at Bellevue still this morning. Now, this witness spoke to Channel 7 just moments after this had been unfolding last night.
All the information I'm getting is from my cousin, and she's saying that they just pulled them in the hallway. They pulled them in the hallway and told them to stay there. She was attending the show, and the show didn't even start, and now they're sitting there, and she's trying to leave out because she feels like she's having discomfort in her stomach. She's 4 months pregnant.
We've learned, Lee, that two men are in custody. We don't have their names yet or what the charges are involved here, and there could obviously be other arrests here. Two guns also recovered. Now, what led to all of this in the first place is still unclear. Again, a very active investigation, so we'll keep you updated through the morning. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live here at 38th and 5th.
Thanksgiving is still more than a week off, but there is a storm brewing out there that could mess with a lot of travel plans. AccuWeather's Dean DeVore is here to discuss. Dean?
Good morning, Lee. You know, AccuWeather's been talking about the potential for coastal storms developing along our coast for the last few weeks, and it looks like the pattern is starting to point to the potential for one to be along the eastern seaboard early to middle of next week. And because of that, I think it's important to get this word out as we get into this busy travel week ahead, which for some actually begins this weekend. So we should accentuate that this weekend's travel situation looks good across the region and getting in and out of our airports. We do have some rain showers starting to pick up on Sunday night into Monday with the potential for some colder air in, and then we'll see just how that impact and timing of that potential storm would be as we get into the next week. But I think you certainly want to keep an eye and ear here to 1010 Winds and AccuWeather as we go through the next several days. But again, accentuating the positive that we'll have good travel weather this week. We'll keep an eye on Monday, Tuesday, into Wednesday next week for the potential for something along the coast. We'll keep you up to date minute by minute on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
The demand for pediatric COVID shots is higher at some schools than others here in the city, so temporary vaccination sites are being set up again at some of those high-demand schools, including PS 111 on the west side, where we find Samantha Liebman this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and yesterday the mayor touting about 72,000 5 to 11-year-olds got their first COVID vaccine dose in just a matter of days.
At the school sites alone, 26,300 vaccinations already. So that's amazing. That's over a third of the vaccinations that happen at our school sites in just a few days. So we're going to be going back.
And schools like PS 111 with high demand will see more mobile vaccine units this week. And Chancellor Misha Porter says the children who receive them won't have to go far for their second dose.
Additionally, because of the incredible hard work by our health partners, we're going to provide second doses at schools beginning the week of November 29th.
Now, the mayor and chancellor are also announcing a charter school blitz later this week. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Hell's Kitchen.
Police Commissioner Shea says there have been zero occurrences of cops presenting fake vaccination cards, but that's not the case with the fire department and Department of Sanitation, where about 100 employees are under investigation for allegedly doing that. And at least a dozen sanitation employees have been suspended without pay after turning in vaccine cards from CVS showing they got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which CVS stopped giving out 6 months ago. And some employees are also suspected of selling fake vaccination cards. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office says it and it alone will handle the investigation into alleged hazing and sexual assaults at Wall Township High School. The Township Department of Education held a meeting to brief parents on the situation and got an earful from parents like Betsy Cross.
It's getting to the point nobody wants to send their children here.
Also speaking at the meeting, Eric Duchette, who was on the football team almost 30 years ago, he said that hazing was going on even then. And he talked about being brought into the locker room for the first time.
He presented me like I was a fresh kill. I was dragged across the locker room floor where I was kicked, whipped.
It's a little hard to hear, but he says he was dragged across the floor and kicked and whipped. The prosecutor's office is taking over in part because three of Wall Township High School's football coaches are police officers. No charges or arrests yet in that investigation. A lot of people fled New York City during the pandemic, and a lot of them have come back, but not all. According to an analysis by City Comptroller Scott Stringer, about 75% of those who fled have returned, mostly to wealthier neighborhoods, since these were the people who had the resources to leave in the first place, going to places like the Hamptons, Maine, and Vermont. Many workers, though, are still remote, and subway ridership levels are about half of what they were pre-pandemic. Queens College demographer Andy Beveridge says the good news is that the city is no longer hemorrhaging people. The question now is what's permanent and what's temporary. Former Governor Cuomo can't unwrite the book. He wrote about what a great job he did handling the pandemic, if he does say so himself. But the State Ethics Commission has revoked the permission it granted him to write the book after concluding that state resources were improperly used in the production of the book. Assemblyman Ron Kim, who claimed he'd been threatened by the governor for demanding answers about his handling of the pandemic, is pleased with the commission's action.
The former governor made $5.1 million while deflating life and death toll numbers and suppressing nursing home information from lawmakers like myself, the public, and the press. And he must be held accountable.
The commission's looking into requiring Cuomo to return the money. An attorney representing the former governor says he'll go to court to stop the commission from enforcing its decision.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.